Congratulations. You've defined and documented a customer journey. So what do you do with it? Following the business analysis path, you need to define where your problems lie. Here are some of the typical issues one is usually confronted with. Inconsistent journey. Now here I'm not necessarily referring to standardization. This can mean you are constantly being mediocre. Regardless, there is nothing worse than having a roller coaster experience as a customer. Wrong expectations. So in your value proposition, you highlight X and the customer gets Y. If I was cynical, I would almost say it smells like bait and switch. It's good I'm not cynical though. Journey breakdown. All of a sudden, the journey just stops and the customer scratches her head and says, "No, what am I supposed to do now?" Touchpoint disconnect. Let me ask you, have you ever been in a situation where you had to speak to various service representatives and you had to explain your story every time? If you're really lucky, you're sent back to the beginning of the journey. You even end up back with the same service representative. Then you say, "Remember me? We just spoke 1.5 hours ago." And you get the response, "Sorry, I get 750 calls an hour. May I have your account number, please?" This always leaves you with a warm, fuzzy feeling, doesn't it? The duration of the journey. You know something is wrong when the customer feels the journey is like watching grass grow. So what do? A good starting point is to find the root cause. Very often the reason for the journey derailment is something very simple, like two departments not talking to each other. So why don't they talk to each other? Because they don't see the other having anything to do with the process. Why do they see it that way? Because the organization never bothered to look at the end-to-end processes. So why does this organization do this? Because customer satisfaction is not the goal. And why is this the case? Well, there can be a number of reasons for this malaise. So you put the customer in the middle and then review the expectations and the experience to what's taking place within your organization. Can we see the customer expectations being our requirements? I would say so. Could you have different types of customers? Very possibly, and most probably. Can we call these customers and everyone within your organization who's involved in some fashion within the journey as being stakeholders? It wouldn't be the first time. In the organizational modeling postscript video lecture, I described the situation of dedicated employees that excel in spite of the best efforts of the organization to make proper service impossible. So they have needs too, right? So now we've gotten to the solutions part. That should include everything required to get the journey on track. And here technology could be part of the solution. But that alone is most likely a band-aid. Later on in this course, we talk about business cases. And here we have our true litmus test, where upper management show how committed they are towards the organizational strategic objectives. You thought the journey is dysfunctional? The business case might show you where the real disconnect lies. Thanks.